Hey, and welcome to This Woman Can. I'm so glad you can join me because I am your host, Janice Sutherland, and I'm making it my mission to educate and equip ambitious women just like you to excel in their careers and become impactful leaders without compromising life. So over the past few episodes so far, we've discussed the importance of having a personal development mindset and how to decide where to place your focus for your development. But let's be honest, when Janet Jackson sung "The Best Things in Life Are Free," she probably wasn't thinking that it applied to your personal development. And chances are you're going to be financially investing in that development, whether that's an academic program, maybe it's group coaching, one-on-one coaching, or an online course. You're making a financial commitment, and I'd guess one that will cost more than the gym membership you've let lapse in the past. So let me share my tips with you to ensure that you get the best bang for your buck when you're investing in your personal development. First, schedule it. Make attendance to your group sessions or your classes a priority. You pay for it. Put time in your diary for both group and self-study. This is time for you. Next, connect with others in the program. It's not a coincidence that you've all come together in the same time and the same space. Get to know the others that are in the community with you. I remember many years ago when I got really interested in a local book club, local library book club, and I tried to convince a few friends to join me, but none of them loved it to the level that I did, and they didn't last past one meeting. But when I looked at the club members, I realised there were definitely a couple of people in here in the group that I could connect with. And the same will be true for you in any new coaching program or classes. So spend some time in whatever space there is to connect. For my programs, for my groups, it's private groups within the This Woman Can community or in the chat of any of our group calls. Maybe you invite someone to do a one-to-one Zoom call with you. You know what most of us are just waiting to be invited to do something. And it could be just 15, 30 minutes, but it's an opportunity for you to learn more about them, their motivations for doing the course or the program, what their support system is like, what they're struggling with. And maybe you can help them. Maybe you just make a connection or you get an opportunity to get out of your own shell and to widen your network. So if you join a program, make it a goal of connecting with at least one or two people in that group on a one-to-one basis each month. Because think about it, if each person you meet does that, think about it, how incredible does the group's knowledge of one another grow? And the interconnectedness of the group expands. Now, I love seeing this happen in my own group programs. Third, support. Another way to maximize a group coaching program or a coaching program is to offer to support others in the program. In Succeed Her, my accountability program, we have a wide range of participants each time with their own expertise. So you can imagine that if one member of the group has a question or a problem, there's often someone who can share their experiences. Number four, now this is a biggie, ask. Ask for help. If you're in a program, if you hit a stumbling block, have a query, don't sit with it. Ask for help earlier rather than later. I know it's not something we women like to do, but if you're struggling, it's better your coaches know sooner rather than later. It's better your tutors know sooner rather than later. It's okay if you don't feel comfortable in a group setting, but you can send your coach a private message just to say you're struggling or you need some additional support. Fifth, do the work. I also recommend that whatever group program you choose to be a part of, that you do the training that's offered. You chose to sign up for that program. So the work I know that's in the group programs I've been a part of were often exercises that I didn't think would work and were relevant to me. And I'd think, wow, I don't really think this is for me. Maybe I'll skip this session. Then I'd remind myself, give myself a little pinch, remind myself as to why I was participating in that particular program. I'd join the call. And then sometime later, I'd come across a scenario where I realized that I had learned the solution to the challenge I was facing at that point in the call I'd planned to skip. So all that to say is that you never know when you may need to use the info. So trust your coach, trust your tutor, and go all in and maximize the program to get maximum results. 6, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. I always say this, be willing to step out of your comfort zone. You joined a coaching program because you decided you didn't want to go alone. And that means you are likely coming up against some mindset issues. So lean on the strength of the other members in your program and the experience of your coaches. That's what you're paying for. Use it. Go all in to get all out. And it's so exciting to watch the women in my group coaching programs share that they did something that they were scared to do, but that they got a result that exceeded their expectations. And lastly, reflect on your learning. After each session, take some time to reflect on what you've learned at that particular point. A useful model for reflection when you do this is what, so what, now what. Now, this can lead to questions such as, what have I heard, seen, or learned today? How does this connect with or relate to my goals? And what can I do differently to ensure that I succeed? So whether you choose to join one of my group coaching programs, Succeed Her, Your Life by Design, or a different program, use this podcast, this episode to optimize your own program, because I really wish you success. And it would be my honor to support you in any which way I can. And you can learn more by going to my website, janicesutherland.com, and click the Work With Me tab, where you can learn more about the ways that I help women like you, ambitious women, succeed in this thing called career and life. So until next time, take care. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can.